from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 462 for Thursday, October 27th, 2022.
This week, we have banter news updates, an inky calendar, two sailor states, a purple glowing Twisby, a contest winner, a new contest, plus a new Christmas series from Sailor that is coming soon.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian.
What do you call it when worms take over the world?
What do you call it when worms take over the world?
Global warming.
Global warming. Okay. I had one for you. Yes. Why is it, Brian, that vampires never learn from their mistakes?
I don't know why.
Vampires never learn from their mistakes, Brian, because they can't reflect. Brian.
Eric.
We have a location bumper. You have not seen it? If you haven't looked down here, you don't know what it is. It is Vilmar Chocolates. Have you been there?
I have been there.
You have been
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
I'll plug it. Since 1956, Vilmar Chocolates has been offering handmade chocolates created with time-honored recipes using fresh, wholesome ingredients. They are located almost exactly 1 mile north of us, just like Simple Simon was last week. I have never been there. Justin has been there. You have been there.
I have been there, yes, yes.
Have you tasted their wares?
Well, yeah, I just didn't go and say hi.
Did you have chocolate, though?
Absolutely, they
do sell more than chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. Chocolate's why you go there.
Chocolate is what?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all they had when we took this was apples, caramel apples.
Oh, that is a big thing there. That is a big thing there.
And yeah, I just don't much care for caramel apples. And I didn't go in and get any chocolates, but I should, right?
Yes.
Okay, goes without saying.
Of course.
So next time you're in town, chocolate and a bakery right up the street. This Saturday, by the way, you probably don't know this, but also I'm going to tell you, October 29th is National Cat Day.
Nice.
And you have two cats.
I have two.
National Cat Day, celebrated each year on October 29th, is the perfect day to give some extra attention to your feline friends. Awareness days such as this urge pet lovers... Should be such as these, I think. Pet lovers to adopt from a local shelter. You have two cats, and I think they both came from shelters.
They did, yes.
Yep. The same shelter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Justin's cat came from a shelter, too.
Awesome.
Are you not surprised he has a cat?
Does he have a cat?
Yes, he has a cat. Shelters are full of cats and kittens in need of fur-ever homes. And you did well with the two of these.
I have two.
And they were not there. They live together now, but they didn't live together.
They were not. I don't think even in the same.
Yeah,
room,
you just picked them from different bins, but
bins.
Yeah,
so like going to game at Walmart or something. Cages? There's a bin of cats. Yeah.
Were they not bins? Or were they rooms?
They were rooms. Oh, okay. Rooms. Yeah. Max was sitting there, and he was just staring. He's sitting there and staring at me, and so I had to.
And he was the second?
He was the second.
Okay, you just had to. What about a third? I heard rumor at one point.
I think I'm going to wait.
Been waiting.
Maybe next year.
Oh, next year. Maybe next year. Around the corner, by the way.
That is, yes.
I have some things under the news department, one of which is that Retro 51 has changed the name of their newest pen to Silver Lining.
Yes.
The pen features an acrylic barrel with 51 shades of gray tones that are intermixed to create a supercell pattern, like a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Our stock sold out the day it arrived.
Yep.
But more are en route, so please sign up for back-in-stock notifications.
It's a cool pen.
It's a very nice. It's acrylic.
Acrylic, yes.
Acrylic makes all the difference. And this is part of their lineup now.
The regular
lineup. It's not a special edition or anything like
that.
But
the thing with retro is they do go in and go out frequently. So we don't know how long this is going to last, but...
True, but for now...
For now, we've got more on order.
It'll last as long as... they'll keep it in producing until everybody has one.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure we ordered more.
We ordered more, and I think they're coming. They're coming next month.
It's going to be a little while because they redid all the packaging.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they changed the name.
Yep.
Sunday brunch is also on my list of news, because in our last Sunday brunch, you were there. You might remember this. We said that the next Sunday brunch would be published on Sunday, November 13th, But that has changed.
Sorry, not sorry?
Sorry, not sorry. The next Sunday brunch will be published this coming Sunday, October 30th.
Do you hear that? I hear that. All the fanfare. Everybody's clapping.
I hear that. I hear that all the time in my head. One of the reasons I think we wanted to do it early is A, we had the time, and B, between now and when we were going to do it, you're going to a pen show,
Ohio
which
pen
is the
show.
Ohio pen show that is all right here on my list.
So excited.
November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. That date, 4th. November 4th is also a special day.
It is.
What is
it? It is a day.
It is a day. It's a Friday. It's
to celebrate Friday fountain pen.
Yes. First Friday in November, fountain pen day. But going back to Ohio Pen Show, you're going there.
Yes.
As an attendee.
As attendee, yep.
Yeah.
I'll be walking around with a bag and pens.
Buying all the pens. You're going to be there all 4 days?
Yeah, I'll be. I'll probably leave a little bit earlier on Sunday, but I'll be there Thursday when it starts up, because that's usually Thursdays at the Ohio Show is always a really good day for buying.
This is, I'm going to say something, you correct me if I'm wrong, this is a heavy vintage show.
Yeah, we generally refer to it as that, but it's a good size show, so it has modern. There are dealers that do carry modern, so
all the regular dealers are there too. But this is a show that vintage people show up to.
Yes, if you're looking for something vintage, this is the show. There are two auctions, Thursday night the 3rd and Saturday night.
This is
night
not
the
on
5th.
The piece of paper.
It's
he
not
has
on the piece
this
of paper.
In his head. So he's excited about it.
I'm excited. I've got. I'm all ready. I have all my. Hotel is booked. I've got my money. I've got...
You're just ready.
Just need to go and find the pens I need to find parts for.
Oh, you're looking for parts?
Parts. Well, and full pens. I'll buy whatever.
He'll buy whatever.
The price is right.
And you're driving.
I'm driving, yeah.
Good for you. Can we move on from that?
Yeah, we can.
Do you have something else to add?
I don't have anything else to add.
I'm not going to.
It's fine if you don't want to hear me talk about the...
No, please. Pen shows.
One of the best shows.
You've been to that pen show many, many times, but mostly as a vendor.
Yes, always as a vendor.
Always.
This will be the first time.
First time as an attendee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exciting. That's so exciting. I'm going to move on.
You're going to move on.
What about these?
You started that.
What about these consignments?
So I just wanted to mention, we did have, as many people know, we do handle consignment lots from time to time. And we did get another batch that came in last week. So some real nice pieces we'll be getting hopefully photographed within the next week or so. But we have some Montblancs, Agatha Christie.
Yeah,
Dostoevsky, Montblanc Dostoevsky in boxes. And we also have some Sabane, I think is how you, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. So sorry if I pronounce that wrong. But Bane made for Danny Trio. Rushi lacquer pens from Japan with the boxes. Their eyedropper
Danny
with ink shut off.
Are hard to find.
And these were limited editions for Danny, so they're not actually, but they're not actually marked for Danny Trio. But they were very small runs, 150, 200 pieces each. Kamakuri Bori on one of them, but really nice pens. And there's a Krone in there, Krone Mont Everest with the base, which is super cool.
By base, you mean that pen holder?
This huge, it's like, it's massive. It's big.
I think it's quite that big. It's quite large.
It's big. I don't know.
Where you put the pen on.
Yes, it's got a pen stand for it. Yep. So
Krones, you don't.
It has a little piece of rock, a sliver of rock from Mount Everest on it.
Is that legal?
Apparently it is. But anyway, so that, and then there's a few other ones, oversized Jade Balance and a couple of other pens. But
it's just the Agatha Christie.
So those are coming soon. Yeah. So,
and by soon, well, within the next couple of weeks.
Within the next week or two.
Because they need photography and then a description and put on the website.
Yep.
So stay tuned. I have more news. More news.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't know this
whole page of, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, November and December. Fast approaching, are the months in which we run our annual year-end appeal to our audience members, asking them to please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You know this, of course, because this is an annual event. This is our first annual event.
This is our first annual event.
I thought I'd kick it
off
a week early, just because that's how I am. In truth, and I wrote this down so you know I'm sincere, in truth, we produce these videos, these video podcasts, because we really enjoy bringing you banter, news, updates, and pen, ink, paper information, because we have fun doing this. But even more importantly, we enjoy the comments and the engagement and being part of the fountain pen community. And I just want to bring that up for a moment. You were part of the fountain pen community before you even thought of selling a pen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is a very important community.
I don't know how many years it's been, 25 years at least?
We do this because it's fun, and we hope you enjoy the videos as much as we do. YouTube, on the other hand, seems to hold us to a higher standard than just doing things for the joy of doing them. YouTube constantly reminds us that, and I'll just say it in their own voice. Only 27% of your viewers have subscribed to your YouTube channel. And that's a little pop-up on my computer screen.
Oh, really?
That's how I read it in my head. So they're constantly reminding us that people are not subscribed. But with your kind assistance, we're going to get YouTube off our backs. Our goal for the year end is 10,000 subscribers, and we're close. We only need 263 new subscribers before December 31st. So please, if you are not yet subscribed, hit that subscribe button, and here's what I'm going to do.
And this is what I don't know. What's on the next page?
If we hit our goal of 10,000 YouTube subscribers before December 31st, I am personally going to arrange for Lisa and Brian to do a podcast together, live, side by side, right here inside Anderson Penn's Appleton.
How are you going to go run the Chicago store for
a day? I will make it happen. I will make that happen because I don't know how long it's been since the two of you were in the same spot for a podcast.
Would have been August of last year? Year before?
I don't know. It's been so long, we don't know. Yes, but it should happen again, and that would be a very good reason to make it. Other than just it's nice to see you two together doing a podcast, that would be a really good reason.
You just don't want to do a podcast, do you?
I like doing the podcast. But I will make that happen.
Let's get 10,000. So, that's easy.
That should be easy because apparently 7 of every 10 of you that are watching right now are not subscribed. And all you have to do is click on that thing. Just to help us out a little bit. In the meantime, we're going to guess the pen in Brian's pocket. I can see it enough to know exactly what it is. So we will reveal that at the end of this episode.
Did we mention that before?
Did we mention what before?
The pen in my pocket.
No.
Oh.
Ever?
Yeah.
Like in the history of podcasts?
Well, in the history of this, did we miss it in the beginning?
No, it's right here on the notes.
I know, but isn't it on the... Oh, that's... Never mind.
Rich, take a little break.
A vampire walks into a bar and orders a Bloody Mary. The bartender says, "Mary, you better scram."
Brian.
Yes?
You have a green box in front of you that
large green box.
Oh, that's the Inkvent calendar.
This is the Diamine
Inkvent calendar
for this year.
Tell me what you know about that.
This is 25 different fountain pen inks in little bottles. Each day, you can peel open the door and then pull out a bottle of ink.
So it's like an advent calendar.
It's an advent calendar for ink.
It starts on December 1st.
That's correct,
and, I have a little bit of... count down the days until Christmas by opening one door each day to reveal a 12-milliliter bottle of never-before-seen ink. We could open it right now and see it.
We could. Are you buying this?
No. It would not be never-before-seen in that case. The final day, the 25th, I assume, reveals a 30-milliliter bottle. All 25 inks are new colors and formulas, including Shimmer, Scent, Scent and Sheen, Chameleon, and Chameleon and Sheen.
Are these new? These are new.
These are new.
Scent and Sheen. Oh, no. And Chameleon and Sheen?
Chameleon must change colors as it dries or something.
Hmm.
This set is limited and sells out pretty quickly each year. As of October 27th, which I believe is today, there are only 59 days until Christmas, however, there are only 35 days until December 1st, which is when you could open the first door.
Yes.
35 days until you could open. Now, they're not cheap because... There's
25 bottles of
ink.
Yeah.
I do want to point out that should you wish to gift this to someone, it comes in a really nice...
It is a nice box.
...box that's easy to wrap.
Yep.
I was thinking, how in the world can you wrap that and make sure none of the doors get pressed?
No, this box is
super. This box is very nice for wrapping. But don't wait till Christmas because, well, I suppose if I got this for Christmas, I'd open all the doors right away.
Yeah.
That's what I
want. Or you could start on January 1st.
Or I could just start up. Or I could get it now and just start now. I could open it right now.
You could. See? He wants to open it. That's what
I do. I am. Yeah. That's why that's the closed one of the...
We could do. We could do this. We could open it up this way.
But we're not supposed to see them. We're not supposed to. They're never before seen.
Wow.
Although we can plug Mike Madison.
We can plug Mike
Madison. We can plug Mike Madison.
My buddy Mike.
Who is your buddy Mike and my friend Mike. Who is going to review each and every one of those inks.
Inkdependence.com.
Inkdependence.com. We'll put a link down at the bottom. I don't think it's the first year he's done that.
Nope.
And I like his opinions of inks.
Yes.
I like his opinions. He's a philosopher. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah. You know who else is a philosopher? Steph is a philosopher.
That's what I thought. I'm like, yeah. Steph, right?
Steph and Mike Madison both studied philosophy. Moving on from that.
What do you know?
I'm going to the Sailor 50 States, Mississippi and West Virginia. I know we have mentioned it a couple of times before, and I want to say that they're just in, but they're not actually here just yet.
Not physically here, yeah.
They're not physically here, but they probably will be by the time we publish this podcast. So the Mississippi is the deep blue that sheens red and has hints of purple, and West Virginia is a rich, deep gray inspired by the coal produced in the state of West Virginia. And if, with any luck, they'll walk in the door while we're...
Yeah, if you see the UPS guy behind us, then we'll that's just it. That Mississippi looks killer, though.
And you did talk about the Trisby Echo Glow Purple last week.
Did we? I think we did.
Yes. Absolutely. I gave you the notes. I don't really know what... Yes, you did talk about it. And the reason I'm bringing it up again is because the pre-sales for that last week started a week from tomorrow, but this week they start tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Friday, the 28th of October, that's when we can pre-sell. We're not allowed to ship or sell in the store until Monday, October for 31st, which is Halloween. And those might actually walk in the door while we're...
Well, we have them already. Do you want to...
Pause, and we're back.
We're back. Wow. Look at that.
See, I looked at the tracking, and it didn't tell me it was here yet, so I did not know they were here. I'm going to call it a lilac.
Yeah, it looks like lilac. There was a lilac, which was a little bit darker.
Right, but this glows in the dark, and I think it glows a real purple.
It glows blue.
Oh, it's a blue.
Blue, yes.
Blue. Cut the light. No. another eco, and I like glow-in-the-dark pens, this one is... if you come to the store, you can have it for Halloween.
Yes.
We can't ship it until Halloween. Yeah. Tell us what you see.
I see purple.
You see purple.
Yeah. So they're in stock, ready to ship on Monday.
Pre-sales start tomorrow.
Yep.
Pre-sales start tomorrow.
Where's the best place in a house to hide from ghosts? The living room.
Brian.
Yes.
Brian, I was not here last week.
No, you
weren't. Steph was here.
Yes.
And you and Steph ran a contest. Do you remember what it was?
Have you ever been to Oktoberfest?
That's right. Have you ever been to Oktoberfest, the real one? Extra credit. If you've gone, did you like it? And if you've not gone, do you want to go? And
Is Appleton the real one? I think Appleton's the real one.
This came up in the comments. Many people took issue with the fact that I would call the one in Munich the real one.
The real one.
But I guess I meant the original.
Okay.
The one that started it all. Because, I wrote that question, so the real one were my words. Appleton is A1, and many people, well, I'll get you the stats. 86% of respondents said that they have never been to the original Oktoberfest.
Okay.
14% said they had been to the original Oktoberfest.
Really? Wow.
Nearly 90% of respondents say that they have been to non-original Oktoberfest, such as the one in Appleton, which is a mainstay. And as you said, I think last week, it happens right outside the front door.
Yeah, right outside the window. Yeah.
Just over 30% said that they would like to go to the original Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Why not? Well, how much fun would that be? Go to Germany? Drink beer?
I have been there. And it is fun. I'm going to start with comments. With someone who kind of backs up my saying it. See, the one in Appleton to me is not the real one because I've been to the real one. But it is an October. They call it an October. Mm-hmm. The word is so old they can't copyright it. Otherwise, no one would be able to call it an Oktoberfest. But does that say cucumber? It says cucumber.
It says cucumber.
Cucumber 317 says that during my studies at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse, I was surprised to learn that La Crosse hosts the largest annual Oktoberfest outside of Germany. I have not independently verified that, but it's possibly true.
Well, with the name like Cucumber 317.
Wisconsin is the best. Right. Love it. But since I do happen to live in Munich, I have to say nothing beats the Bavarian Bierzelt, which are the big beer tents at the real Oktoberfest. And that is the atmosphere that cannot be reproduced because the beer tents are... Enormous is a small word for these beer tents. And it's just a party inside. It's a party inside.
Awesome.
Moving on, Eric Schroeder says, sadly, I've never been to Germany. Many years ago, however, I was in Appleton for Oktoberfest.
Oh, nice.
Eric, you should come back. You can come to the Penn store and go to Oktoberfest. Actually, you should do it in the opposite order. Go to Oktoberfest, then come to the Penn store.
Right? Well, a little loose. If you come on Friday, you get the car show, too.
That's right. There's car show There's always car show before on Friday, that. Yeah. Arabella Holzapfel says, have not been to the Oktoberfest, and not being a fan of beer or crowds, I don't really want to go, to be honest. I'm happy for those who do want to go. And I will say, you don't actually have to be a fan of beer to go to Oktoberfest, but
food.
You have to be okay with crowds, because, yeah. Wow, I have never been in crowds like I have been at the Oktoberfest. And very close, close. Maybe some New Year's Eve parties
maybe, yeah.
Are the same, but yes, it's very crowded, but everyone is in a good mood. That was my my experience. Johnny Montalvo says, going to Oktoberfest is definitely on my bucket list. Unfortunately, the wife and I cannot drink beer anymore due to allergies, but I'm sure there is plenty to do and drink otherwise. Yes,
if you absolutely. Take Eric and I, we will drink the beer
we'll
for
drink
you.
For you. I don't usually drink beer at the Oktoberfest. I have a Radler.
What's
which
up? What is that?
Is a light beer, like a lager, half that and half Sierra Mist or a Sprite or something.
Really?
And it's tasty, goody, and you don't get drunk quite as fast.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, there's much more to do. You don't have to like beer to go to the Oktoberfest.
There's a lot of food there, too, like there is here.
Food. Yeah. Amazing amount of food, and it's all good. Beth Cunningham says, I've never been to Oktoberfest in Germany. I'm sure it would be fun to experience. The brew pub near me does a fantastic Oktoberfest, including giant pretzels and Spätzle. Spätzle. Beth, please tell me where this is, because Spätzle is something difficult to find and delicious. I'm glad it's hard to find, because I would just eat that every day. If you don't know what Spätzle is, it's kind of a German noodle, German pasta. When I want it, I have to make it myself, because it's not something you find every day. And just delicious, delicious. Sandy says, this is interesting. Sandy says, I'm from Germany, an hour from Munich, love beer, and have a few Esterbrooks. Excellent.
Great.
Do I get extra points if I saw Steph at the Hop Yard? Absolutely.
The Hop Yard?
Absolutely.
What is the Hop Yard? Where is that?
Up on Northland.
Oh.
As a brew pub, pizza joint. And if you saw Steph there, I was there too. So you get 2 points. Unless she's going there without me. Nah, that couldn't possibly happen.
Get that woman on the phone.
Lynn Hayes says, well, we considered the Oktoberfest in Gifford, Illinois to be the original, as largely the populace of the whole area is German. No, never been to Germany for the fest, but I would love to. Another super podcast, but I've been missing you, Eric. Probably not anymore since I said no, but as I've said in the past, you put my name in the comment, it gets read.
It gets read, yeah.
Speaking of which, and changing subjects a little, Bastadotto says, I'm sorry, Brian, but I think Eric will agree with me on this one. It is the Camden Oktoberfest with Palladium trim, which is by far the better looking one, and I would have to agree with that.
Okay.
So did you say something to the effect
I think the gold
looks better.
Superb.
For that colorways?
Yes, for the colorways. Yeah.
Continuing, Bastadotto says, the Sailor Simply Metallic in blue looks a lot like the Stormy Sea on my screen. How close is it in color, please? Is the blue greener or bluer than the Stormy Sea? Thank you.
And did we come up with an answer to this?
Oh, I don't see green at all. I'm going to say this is bluer or darker. That's navy.
I think this is more navy, though, isn't it?
Oh, this is the navy.
Yeah, that's what I said before. This is more
so
navy.
Then what's that one?
This is more Stormy Sea.
Stormy Sea. But anyway, we had Justin take a better video of this close-up so that you can tell for yourself. If you had to choose the color, not the pen, the color, because this one is brighter.
Yeah, this one is brighter.
It kind of pops.
I do like this one a lot.
Yeah, the Stormy Sea pops. This is darker. I don't want to say.
I
color,
like the ringless design. I really
yes,
like it.
The,
I like the little
design is beautiful.
The little fat, almost the facet on the end of the cap, which is unique to the ringless. I like the dark trim.
We just have to get both. That's all.
I might.
That's usually my solution. Why not both? Yeah. But there you go.
Close.
The winner. We have a winner of this week's contest. was and is Dennis Manning, whose comment is and was, "Thanks for starting Thursday with Pens and Ink. I have only been in a German airport connecting flights. And yes, I'd love to go to Oktoberfest." I think we should get a sign-up going.
Great.
For next September.
We have like a little, I was going to say we'd take a bus, but that would be hard to get over the ocean. But
take a bus to a boat, but yeah.
Bus to Chicago, and then we could get on the airplane. Yeah.
Dennis, please write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and I will take care of asking Brian to please put a $20 credit on your Anderson Pens account. I have a new contest.
Okay.
Did you notice that I don't have an Ink of the Week?
I did notice that.
You didn't say anything, but you
did
notice.
Well, I didn't want to. I mean, Justin's already upset, so I...
Justin's upset.
All this extra adding on.
I don't have Ink of the Week because I hitched myself to a star that fizzled out. I wanted to do the West Virginia, and I thought I was going to be here by now, but it's not. Okay. But it should be here any moment. So this week's contest survey question is, please tell me, should my next Ink of the Week be the Sailor 50 States Mississippi, which is the blue one, or the Sailor 50 States West Virginia, which is the dark, I'm calling it brown. Okay. They say gray, but...
Yeah, Mississippi. I'm going to go with Mississippi.
You're going to go with Mississippi? Yeah. I wanted to do West Virginia, so let me know.
You got to break the tiebreaker here.
Yeah. we could ask Justin, but no, that wouldn't be fair. Everybody, please let me know. That was Dave. Dave did that. And it's time for a break. Brian.
Yes.
I heard a rumor about a certain... most wonderful time of the year. Can you tell me what time of the year that is?
That's Christmas.
That is Christmas.
Christmas is
the
coming.
Most wonderful time of the year. I am a fan of Christmas, in case
you
didn't know.
You are.
And Sailor's helping me out this year with something they're calling Christmas Tea Time Series. Tell me everything you know about it.
I will tell you all I know about the new Christmas Tea Time by Sailor. It's a new limited edition series. During the later months in the year, we find reasons to slow down and spend more time with those that mean the most to us. This holiday feeling is captured with three new releases by Sailor: Christmas Spice Tea, Christmas Pudding, and Christmas Tea Ink. The Christmas Spice Tea is orange. It radiates warmth with a rich glowing amber, reminiscent of the color of spiced holiday teas with a nutmeg, brown finial color, and twinkling gold accents clip and nib. It's available in the Pro Gear standard size, King of Pen size, and the Pro Gear standard size ballpoint. The Pro Gear standard features a gold trim with a 21-karat gold nib and is available in medium fine or medium. The King of Pen features a gold trim with the King of Pen size 21-karat gold nib and is available in medium only. The Christmas Pudding is a green and brown pen. It was inspired by the classic figgy pudding full of currants, raisins, citrus peels, spice, and brandy. This chocolatey brown pen features a sparkling holly green cap and finial and a soft brown section brought together by a festive gold clip and nib. It is available in a Pro Gear Slim and Pro Gear Slim size ballpoint. The fountain pen features gold trim with their 14-karat gold nib. It is available in medium fine and medium. And these holiday tea time designs can be inked with Christmas Tea Ink, a warm amber orange that will make anyone crave a hot cup of tea by a crackling fireside. Christmas Tea Ink is available in the 20-milliliter bottle.
Will be available.
Yes.
These are coming soon.
Coming soon.
Probably very soon.
Yes.
And I
probably
like...
Probably next week.
I like the orange one.
Yeah, what that's nice. Spiced tea.
Spiced tea.
Yep, yep.
And I don't have a King of Pen. And I just wrote with one of yours.
I just wrote with it.
And every time I do, I say, I have to get one of
these. It's a nice looking pen.
Because it's a very nice looking pen. I do like Christmas. That would remind me of Christmas. And I could try that ink.
Yes. And the last Tea Time ink sold.
I have two of those bottles.
Just wickedly fast. The ink
I had to have. And I took two because they told us this is it. Mm-hmm. And they were... So far, that has been the truth.
Yes,
I haven't brought that
truth.
Back. Yeah, do you want one of these?
I'm trying to be real good this year. I got a couple King of Pens this year, and I'm going to a pen show. So
I don't know. I have to see the Christmas. Where is that spiced tea?
Spiced tea
in real life, but you know how I like orange. Orange usually mm-hmm, does that. For mm-hmm. me. The last thing it says right here is go to outro on the tripod. Oh, there's a tripod.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
you can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. I understand, Brian, there is a store in Chicago.
There is indeed. Ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, open 7 days a week. You're going to find Lisa there.
Is there a website?
Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. Just let me ask Justin one last thing. Was that UPS that just came in behind me?
Looks like FedEx.
Okay, so it's not our inks that we're waiting for. And the pen in Brian's pocket. What is that pen?
This is it the Simply Metallic.
But not the blue one.
Not the blue
so
one.
The blue, that is the...
They call this the red. It's really kind of a purpley...
Yeah, that's...
Violet.
That's not red.
It's, they call it red, but I just... This color is super nice.
It like is it. Very interesting.
It's very, color. Very interesting color.
So. I wouldn't call it red. I would call it interesting, however.
Yes.
So. And a final thought for this week is... Oh, yeah, winter's coming. So I got one I learned in Wisconsin. Never make snow angels at the dog park. Bye.